Welcome back, friends, to day 32 of our Lenten journey through the book of Exodus called 40 for 40. Today, our suggested reading is Exodus 32, and our key verses are 1 through 14. 40 days. It has been our hope and prayer that these 40 days of Lent would lead us into deeper lives of faith. That these days spent together in devotion and discipleship would lead us into new relationships, would strengthen our connection to God, that we might be more faithful people. It may not seem like a long time, but in the same amount of sunrises, the people of God would completely abandon their faith and ask Aaron to make an idol for them. Moses had only been gone for 40 days, and that's all it took for the people to lose their faith completely. Much can happen in 40 days. This golden calf moment is one of the most critical in Israelite history. What happens here carries almost the same weight as the fall of Adam and Eve. This is the first time the people of God have chosen rebellion and idolatry over faithfulness and obedience. And this is a significant break in the covenant between God and Israel. Not only do these people worship an idol, but the text says that they rose up to revel, which speaks to drunkenness and immoral behavior. They are a people completely out of control. When Moses arrives on the scene, he knows that God is going to be brokenhearted and incredibly angry. There is a lesson for us to learn about our desires to make other things more important than God. It's in this moment that we need to deeply appreciate Moses' faithful leadership. In one moment, he acts as God's chief prosecuting attorney, condemning the people's faithlessness and levying God's punishment on them, while also acting as their defense counsel, arguing with God to lessen the punishment and maintain a covenant relationship with Israel. This tightrope serves as the bridge between God and the people that will allow this narrative to continue. We need to stop and give thanks to Moses for his willingness to stand in this difficult place and for the model of faithful leadership that he provides. Here are questions for today. It only took 40 days for the rescued slaves to seek another deity. How are we like the Israelites, looking to worship money, power, status, when we feel like God has left us alone? How can we seek to be different? How can you be more like Moses, obedient to God even when that asks great things of you, when it may be difficult? Let us pray. God, we ask for your forgiveness for those moments in which we make idols out of the things of this world, in which we put our love of money and power over our love of you. God, hear our cry for mercy and a desire for obedience. Thank you, God, for not giving up on the Israelites so many years ago and for not giving up on us. And we thank you for your faithful servant Moses, who stood in between, whose love of you and love of his people led to a resolution. God, we thank you for being a God who refuses to give up on us. Help us to be a faithful people, an obedient people, who walk in the footsteps of Moses. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.